Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Monday, January 8th, 2024. Today he is emphasizing the need for us to forgive and accept ourselves completely, just as we are. Enormous prospects and opportunities for joy will open up before you. As the new year of 2024 starts to unfold, many of you are expecting and hoping for some wonderful changes to arise in the way that humans interact with one another, as individuals, as families, in social communities, in the workplace, and as nations. You will not be disappointed. Great changes are divinely planned and will be implemented, though probably not quite as you are expecting. These changes are all interrelated and have, therefore, to be carefully integrated so that the flow of divine energies affecting them can smooth and even dissolve any conflicts that arise. Conflicts that have been ongoing for many years will not intensify and cause more suffering than is already being experienced by those living in the conflict zones. Enough is enough. To awaken is to greatly expand your field of vision, thus bringing into view more of the environment of reality, of love. You never left it, you just reduced, some of you massively, the area that you chose to be aware of. Now, as you awaken, the expanse of the field of love that you are aware of, relatively small right now, will increase enormously, uplifting and inspiring you, and encouraging you to choose to see even more because it is so stunningly beautiful. What you chose to do was to focus on what appeared to be wrong, and then you spent inordinate amounts of time attempting to alter the unalterable, and when that did not work, you closed off the view so that it would not disturb you. What you call in psychological terms, denial. To awaken is to let go of fixed and limiting perceptions and beliefs and of the denial of whatever does not align with them. The unaccustomed depth of perception or field of view in which you will open yourselves by awakening will amaze and delight you. Enormous prospects and opportunities for joy, of which you cannot presently possibly conceive, will open up before you. It will be like coming out of a dark tunnel into brilliant sunshine. You will become aware that the goodness, the love that is reality, has been enveloping and embracing you since the moment of your creation. You have always been enfolded within the divine field of love that is reality. However, for an insane moment, to you, seemingly eons ago, you made the choice to experience independence and separation from Mother, Father, God. And because you have free will, and because you are completely and utterly free, and because God always totally honors your free will choices, you entered into an unreal state of intense terror, apparent aloneness and separation that you had constructed. It was, to put it crudely, as though you were giving the finger to your heavenly and infinitely loving Creator. It is no wonder that you have all experienced so much guilt, pain, and suffering. Realization has dawned. Finally, humanity has chosen to awaken, and you are all now totally involved in and assisting with deconstructing and demolishing the unreal arena in which you have been playing seemingly endless games of comparison, corruption, dishonesty, judgment, and punishment. The games have become so real to you that many still feel and honor an intense need to severely punish wrongdoers. But by the standards and rules of the game, everyone is guilty. And in truth, many of you are still clinging to negative self-judgments, frequently angrily and fearfully projecting them onto others, of unforgivable sinfulness and the consequent sense of unworthiness and abandonment. This is a terrifying mindset that needs to be completely released. You are all, without exception, God's beloved children, and the fear, pain, suffering, and punishment that you appear to have been experiencing is utterly and completely unreal. It has never happened. When you awaken, the nightmare will be gone. You can greatly help your own and humanity's awakening by choosing to let go of any judgment and any desire to punish wrongdoers, including, of course, yourselves. Trust in God's infinite, magnificent, and most beautiful love, love for each one of you and for all sentient beings, and allow yourselves and others to inspire each other to forgive all others and to accept forgiveness for yourselves for what essentially has never happened. God loves you all, and there are and can be no exceptions, and is flooding you with love, her infinite field of life, love, energy, her tsunami of love, in order to powerfully, vigorously, and most energetically assist each one of you to come back into full awareness of your real and true nature as one with her, forever inseparable from that one state of supreme and infinite joy in your eternal existence. All that you need to do is to allow her love to fill your hearts, instead of clinging so desperately to any sense of sinfulness and unworthiness that, because it is your own free will choice, effectively excludes her. That sense, so deeply ingrained in many of you, is utterly and completely invalid. But she will never override your free will choices. Therefore, invite and allow her into your hearts. That is where she wants to be. And feel the love, the peace, and the freedom with which she has endowed you since the moment that she created you. With so very much love, Saul.